The Chocolate Tin, written by Fiona McIntosh and read by Katie Sobey. Minerva's hand was now laid over her heart.
"Truly brave to volunteer," she said to their guest.
They were both impressed, so why was Alex feeling that Matthew's words sounded rehearsed? Was it because he paused rather theatrically at that point to draw her parents' praise? It was as though he was hitting well-timed beats in his narrative. "So they turned you down, presumably?" Alex offered, keen to push him forward and disrupt his moment on the stage. He didn't blink or wince at the interruption. Instead, he nodded sadly, as if grateful to her.
"Yes, much to my disappointment. I'm not considered suitable material."
Alex held his permanently amused blue gaze, staring back at him, perplexed. Why ever not?
"It's quite ridiculous," he said,
running a hand back through golden hair that appeared reddish from the light of the flames of the fireplace. She imagined herself cornered by her mother and offering up the pathetic argument that she couldn't possibly marry a redhead.
"I'm short-sighted," he admitted,
pointing towards the monocle in case they hadn't noticed.
"I may also be too short,"
he added, sounding genuinely embarrassed.
"Well, I'm not especially tall, surely,"
Charles said over Alex's thoughts.
"No, but you're tall enough, sir. You'd be straight in if you were my age of 26. Unfortunately, my smaller stature is their collective focus rather than my large heart,"
he said with a sad note of resignation that made her mother sigh softly. Alex was determined her disdain wouldn't show. "A pity for you, Matthew. Did Lambton announce dinner, Dad?"
"Yes, indeed. Well done, darling. Lambton hates us to be late when the plates are hot,"
Charles explained to no one in particular.
"Shall we?"
He moved to offer an arm to Alex.
"Lady Frobisher, may I?"
Alex smiled thinly to see her mother's delight at being escorted into dinner on the arm of a handsome young man. Her mind began racing for every excuse she could line up now to not be courted by Matthew Britton Jones.
"By the way, don't be alarmed by the lack of footmen," she overheard Minerva say to her escort. "All of us have gone to war, and for our part we've all agreed to manage as best we can."
"So you see, Lady Frobisher, even you are doing your bit for the war effort."
Alex glanced at her father, who gave her a wink.